and welcome everybody to Community Comment on a Tuesday. Our guests today are Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And whenever the ADRC is with us, we start off with Jenny's joke of the month.
Oh, and I didn't even hear it yet, so I'm excited.
Oh, everybody will be surprised.
So, as we know, April showers bring May flowers. Mm-hmm. So, I have a flower joke for you. How do you know flowers are friendly?
How do you know flowers are friendly? I don't know. Amanda, you want to take
They don't have any thorns? I don't know.
They always have new buds.
Buds.
Who doesn't love new buds? Whether they're friends or flowers.
I love your jokes.
Share that one with the grandkids.
I never get them right anyways.
No.
But they're fun.
A lot to talk about today, especially when it relates to Social Security. But first, we should talk about some big changes that we are seeing currently, a lot of them affecting your clients who are on Medicare.
Yeah, so this is going to be kind of a two-parter a little bit, just talking about Medicare participating, non-participating, and out-of-network providers. I feel like that's very crucial when people are making their choices on how they want to set up their Medicare benefits. But also, as you know, the year happens, things change in people's lives. Insurance can change, but then also just changes that we see from year to year. So just wanting to kind of describe really what each of these mean. So participating providers are, and I guess for these, this first section, it really pertains to more original Medicare benefits. So the original Medicare benefits is Part A and Part B only. And so participating benefits, if you are participating providers, excuse me, if you are seeing a participating provider, that just means that that provider has accepted Medicare assignment. And so that's really a big trigger word when you're picking out those providers, either looking at the provider website or directory, but then also Medicare has their own directory that will list what these participating providers are. But accepting assignment just means that Medicare is going to, the provider is going to accept the Medicare rate as is. You know, so if the provider is charging, I'm just going to use a round number, $500 for lab work, but Medicare says, nope, we'll pay $425 for that lab work, then that provider just has to accept that $425 and not that full $500.
So who eats the
remaining? Provider.
Okay.
So they're already buying into that, you know, Medicare assignment. So they're just accepting what Medicare says that those services are worth. And all of this should be indicated on your Medicare summary notice that people get now every 6 months, which is kind of a bummer, right? Mm-hmm. But you can still get those on your Medicare account. But then once Medicare pays the 80%, then you're responsible for the 20, kind of end of story, real black and white. And that also kind of depends if you've met that Part B deductible for the year or if your supplement pays that. So there's still a little grayness for that. But really the point being is that provider accepts assignment. They're going to accept that base rate that Medicare says that service is worth. Medicare is going to pay 80, you're responsible for the 20, that's it. Non-participating providers, you can still see as a Medicare beneficiary. However, the provider can charge up to 15% more of that Medicare approved amount. And that is your responsibility then to pay for that extra 15%. So that's just, you know, being understanding of the dollar amounts and stuff of what your liability on the back end is. So you can still see those providers, but just know that you might be paying a little bit more for that item or service than if you went to a provider that accepts Medicare assignment. The third one is pretty basic to talk about, just out-of-network provider. So if you're seeing a provider that is out-of-network, Medicare does not have any contract being non-participating or that Medicare assignment, and you go to that provider, then you are stuck 100% for that cost. I don't think there's a whole lot of providers with original Medicare that don't accept Medicare at all, But I think when you're going in and you're trying to figure out what provider you want to see, you have to have more of a conversation than, do you accept Medicare? Because if you say, do you accept Medicare, they could say, yeah, but they could be that non-participating provider and still charge you that 15% more. So just wanted to kind of explain that a little bit, just for the community to kind of understand a little bit more of what those providers and cost mean. On the other hand, with Medicare Advantage plans, which is also known as Part C, Medicare replacement plans, I don't think are really used anymore, but some providers still talk about that or label them as that. And Medicare Advantage plans, those have a certain network of providers, but it's very different than what I just talked about. So it really depends on the insurance company, if they're going to be either an HMO, a health maintenance organization, a PPO, a preferred provider organization, or a lot of them are kind of a hybrid built in with POS, which is point of service. So when I explain the different providers with Advantage plans, I kind of draw a picture and have the person either envision like a dartboard or a bullseye, right? So HMOs, that health maintenance organization, is a really tiny network. It's the center of the bullseye. So you have to go to their network of doctors, even if you have to travel to Madison or Milwaukee or Fond du Lac to see a specialist or a particular clinic for treatment. You have to go to their providers no matter what, unless you get prior approval to go out of that network. PPOs, and if you go out of network with an HMO, you're stuck with 100% of the cost. PPOs, that preferred provider organization, it's kind of nice because there's flexibility with in and out of network providers. Usually, if you go to an out of network provider, you're still covered, but your copay or coinsurance is slightly more than if you went in network. And then the bigger circle of that bullseye is the POS, the point of service. And they're still a network, but it's very vulnerable because the provider could accept the terms of the insurance one appointment and you go back for lab follow-up or any sort of follow-up or even a new procedure. And they could say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to take your coverage this time. So if you're using the point of service part of your plan, you just really want to check in with that provider before you get services rendered just to make sure that there's no surprises on the back end. Which kind of leaves us to the big elephant in the room. And this is the reason why we're talking about this, is because we have seen a relatively large uptick in our office with people calling us with concerns regarding Network Health Advantage plan. There's a fair amount of different plans, and so the plan really underneath Network Health isn't the issue. It's just Network Health at large, which is one of those PPO plans. And a lot of beneficiaries in those plans are either getting letters from Network Health or from UW Health that says that that they're not going to accept the terms of Network Health's insurance.
Okay, so Network Health, I'm guessing, is what clients of Marshfield Clinic System have now. I mean, I'm guessing what you're talking about is the big change coming up. We anticipate in July when UW Health, the transition from Marshfield to UW Health becomes final.
Yes, becomes final. And I think that's the big key word, because I think a lot of people are getting real excited right now, but I have to keep telling a lot of those people that have came to our office that nothing has actually been implemented yet. It's close to being implemented, but I've heard a bunch of different times. I heard like April or May, and then now it's July. So who knows if it's going to start in July or if it might get punted back a little bit. But what the issue is between Network Health Advantage Plan and UW, and it says right on UW's website, and this is in the letters that people are getting, it says, non-contracted Medicare Advantage plans means that UW does not have a contract with the insurance company, and UW Health is unable to accept new patients with non-contracted Advantage plans unless you fall into very limited circumstances, like you're receiving oncology or getting a transplant, limited follow-up for admission or surgical procedure. So very limited services. But what this is all kind of saying is that when and if UW takes over the Beaver Dam Hospital, UW Health is not going to be billing Advantage plans, Network Health Advantage plans specifically. So this really isn't a change of Network Health providers. It's that UW Health and Network Health aren't playing in the sandbox together.
Okay.
So UW Health is just choosing that it's, even though underneath Network Health, with it being a PPO, people could still go to out-of-network providers with UW. UW is just choosing not to bill because they don't have that contract. But what I've been telling people that, you know, things could change between now and July. So I guess, you know, depending on how concerned you are with this, you could wait to see how the cards fall if UW Health decides to sign that contract with Network Health and then be a participating provider.
Are there some worst case scenarios? I'm guessing the concern is people are worried that they're going to all of a sudden see unexpected bills coming, maybe some big ones.
That is definitely a concern I think that a lot of people have, but I've also been told, and I don't know this indefinitely, but I've also been told though that if you already have an appointment on the books with UW Health, they're still going to honor those future appointments, but they're not scheduling any new ones after July 1st.
Mm-hmm. So what about the insurance, as you mentioned? I mean, I guess what I'm getting confused about is, you know, whether or not I've, you know, had the same insurance company and the same provider for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Now things are changing.
What do I do?
Yeah, what do I do? How do I make sure that I'm not going to get, you know, some very unpleasant surprises?
Yeah, so I've kind of came up to five different solutions, and I've kind of talked about this with Jenny and Ashley and even our program attorneys quite a bit. And these are really going to be, you know, kind of Band-Aids for the situation. But people can either wait to see what UW Health decides to do, if they're going to do anything. The other thing is people under Network Health, they could just seek out a different medical provider that's not with UW Health. And I did that with someone yesterday, and she was quite surprised with what other providers are available. But I know there's a lot of people in Beaver Dam that doctor specifically in the city limits of Beaver Dam, and a lot of people might be a little anxious going to other locations, but we saw that there were some providers up in Waupun at SSM. There was a fair amount in Kewaskum, Hartford, Oconomowoc, Fond du Lac. So I mean, depending on what your medical needs are and your transportation abilities, you could seek out a new provider. The other option is, you know, if you don't have any concerning medical appointments, you could wait until the fall open enrollment period and look at, you know, how Network Health is going to be for 2026, or, you know, jump ship and look at a whole different insurance company. And then the other two are special enrollment periods. So you kind of have to qualify for these situations. But the first one is to either apply for or utilize your senior care benefit. And we can go and talk more about that a little bit more. But senior care is just drug coverage. But if you are one that are in the higher two income brackets for senior care, that is considered a qualifying special enrollment period. So you can use senior care as kind of a jumping off point to get into a different insurance company. And then the last one is if you either qualify financially or have Medicaid, you automatically get low-income subsidy or extra help, and that is also a way that you can switch your plan. So I think just know that even though there is this situation between UW Health and Network Health, it doesn't necessarily guarantee an automatic ability to switch your plan. You have to really fall into one of those choices of what you want to do for the rest of this year.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
I've been a member for a long time.
If your florist could talk, they'd ask for Cortec. During the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, we're featuring Cortec, the floor that's built different. Hey, it's Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and here's what sets Cortec apart. It's 100% waterproof, so spills, pet accidents, and everyday messes are no big deal. It's scratch resistant and durable enough for high traffic homes, and every plank has a built-in cork underlayment, which means it's quieter, warmer, and more comfortable underfoot. Plus, CoreTech installs right over most existing floors, no demo, no hassle, and gives you the look of real hardwood or tile without the maintenance. So if you're ready for floors that actually keep up with your life, now's the time. Shop the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com. Professional Floor Covering, where great styles start from the ground up.
I've been a member for a long time. I prefer the credit union over a bank, and the interest rate on my credit card is so much better.
Market-leading rates and supportive staff help you maximize your money at every stage.
Every employee I've interacted with has been excellent and has made me feel like a valued member. The rates are competitive, but the employees serving the members are exceptional.
Get where you're going faster with great rates and exceptional service. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 16-inch brick face, cobblestone, or lake stone patio blocks on sale now through May 25th. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Hit a home run with the next WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the Season presented by Columbus Family Dental. Join us Thursday, June 18th as Milwaukee takes on Cleveland. $70 gets you a Loge infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game, including bus driver gratuity. Bus departs Slumberland Furniture at 10:30 for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam during business hours.
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we'd like to remind you that Pro Edge Sharpening is at Professional Floor Covering. They're located inside the building. Full service blade sharpening shop. They sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything else with an edge. Give them a call. 920-887-8341 for Pro Edge Sharpening. All right, back to community comment, back to the Daily Dodge TV Center. And once again, here is Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and welcome back to community comment, everyone. Our guests today are Jenny Farmer and Amanda Higgins with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. You know, sometimes getting older or living with a disability comes with some confusing paperwork, and but Amanda and Jenny are here to help you with that. And we're talking a little bit about Medicare, and you had one more thing you wanted to say about that.
Yeah, just with all of the confusion, you know, with the paperwork and just kind of what I went over about what beneficiaries' options are with this tiff, I guess, between UW Health and Network Health. I just want to let people know that everybody's situation is so different in terms of which one of those solutions best fits them, and just that we're here to help people and to go over those solutions. I talked with two different people in the last couple weeks, and just their wants and needs for, you know, staying with their providers or seeking out other providers, and then cost and all of that really plays into a factor in pivoting which way. So I just want to let people know that we're here to have that conversation.
That's fantastic. How do they get in touch?
They can either send our office an email at adrc@co.dodge.wi.us, or they could call our phone number, which is 920-386-3580. And Jenny and I were, you know, meeting with clients and out of the office quite a bit throughout the day, so we don't have like on-demand contacts with people. So usually what happens is, you know, you call into our office, you'll get routed to speak with one of our resource specialists. You don't have to go into a whole lot of nitty-gritty about what your concern is, but just generally say what your question or problem is, and then a referral will be made to one of us.
And then that turns into setting up an appointment.
Yeah, Jenny and I, once we get that referral, Jenny and I are really, and well, Ashley too, sorry to leave you out, Ashley. We're really good with either calling people back that day or within 24 hours, depending on when we get that referral and stuff like that. So people aren't waiting too long for at least that initial contact, and then we can kind of go from there.
Very good. We're talking with our friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We need to take a break from the news right now, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Ready to make a splash and make a difference? Join Kalahari Resorts for Family and Friends Night September 25th and 26th, where your getaway helps support the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon. Enjoy America's largest indoor water park, arcade fun, and unforgettable family time, all close to home. Rooms start at just $179 and include two queen beds, water park passes for up to four, and no additional resort fee.
Hurry, rooms are limited. Offer expires August 25th.
Book now and turn your next weekend into a family adventure that gives back.
Saving money on your next project right now at Menards. Increase your home's value with a new ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the WBEV Morning Show.
Sherry, do you work out?
What constitutes a workout in your mind?
It's a good question. Walking to get the mail. Walking to the refrigerator, opening it, and sitting down multiple times in one evening.
Then yes.
Hauling in the groceries that are full of popsicles and gallons of ice cream and 12 packs of beer and soda.
See, I've been working out.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche on Capitol Hill taking questions from members of the Senate Appropriations Committee about the nearly $1.8 billion fund that'll be used to help those who say they were targeted by the Biden administration. This is Delaware's Chris Coons asking Todd Blanche.
Will you commit that none of this money will go to President Trump's campaign donors?
I am not committing to anything beyond the settlement agreement itself.
The Treasury Department's general counsel resigned after the plans for the fund were announced. Critics call it an illegal abuse of power. President Trump says Iran is begging to make a peace deal and that strikes against the country were not carried out because allies in the region are still negotiating. Vladimir Putin has just arrived in China for talks with Xi Jinping. The two-time Wimbledon champ Carlos Alcaraz says he's pulling out of the Wimbledon tournament that starts next month because of a lingering wrist injury. He's also withdrawn from the French Open. This is ABC News.
The two best things in life are a great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. The Wisconsin League of Women Voters has filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Elections Commission over the way the commission allows local clerks to use their discretion in curing faulty ballots. The commission currently allows clerks to notify voters to fix their ballot, mail the ballots back, or reject the ballot without telling the voter. The man accused of stripping naked and taking a Wisconsin Rapids ambulance on a 40-minute ride to a field near Pittsville was in court Monday. Benjamin Phelps pleaded not guilty to charges including recklessly endangering safety, taking a vehicle without the owner's consent, a third OWI, and interfering with an emergency response. and Wisconsin's 79th Allison Dairyland is announced. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has named Anastasia Pohl of Port Washington as the 79th Alice. She'll begin her duties July 6th, succeeding outgoing Alice Sarah Hagenow.
Ashley, quick question. How does my phone know exactly what food I want before I do?
Because advertising works, Wally.
That feels powerful. A little scary, but mostly powerful.
Exactly. And local businesses in our area can have that power too. With DailyDodge.com, 95.3 WBEV Radio, YouTube, and more. Businesses partner with award-winning local content that people trust. See and hear your businesses everywhere.
Everywhere like all of our different live news and talk programming?
That's right. Right there along with interviews and including anyone from state politicians to neighborhood musicians. And that beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio you'll see can be sponsored too.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Well, anyway, what about sports fans?
Pair with 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Joining high school play-by-play coverage and passionate fans is a big win for branding a business.
How does someone get in on all of this?
Call 920-885-4442 or click Contact Us at DailyDodge.com.
Wow, it's that easy to start a great partnership for your business today.
Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 68. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 42. Daytime highs approaching 59. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 68.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
25 minutes before noon on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Now back to Community Comment. Once again, we go to the Daily Dodge television studio. And once again, here is Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and welcome back to Community Comment, everyone. Our guests today are from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, Jenny Farmer and Amanda Higgins. I've been remiss not to give out our talk and text line numbers. If you have a question or a comment for Amanda or Jenny, this is a great time to get in touch. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595. Or you can call the WBEV studio line at 885-4446. There's a lot of people, well, actually, before we get to that, let's talk about some one particular scam that's going around right now that's causing some problems.
Yeah, I just became aware of that. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection released a consumer alert that there is a rise of utility imposter scams.
Okay, so what would this look like?
Yeah, so it sounds like people are calling to appear that they're calling from a utility company. So very similar to some of those other scams, like the grandparent scam that the grandkid is in jail or whatever. But these are coming from utility companies saying that the recipient's account is overdue, threatened to disconnect services unless people pay immediately. And really real companies will contact you if the account is overdue, but they're going to contact you several times. And then also mostly follow up with something in the mail before they actually disconnect services. So, you know, I think the big thing with scams is they really play on your emotions and make you do something right now. And I think that's a big red flag to just take into consideration if you end up getting one of these, you know, contacts by text or phone. So, you know, if you do get one of these, I would just follow up with your utility company directly and not call the number that just called you.
Right. Yeah. Look it up. Look it up. The real number yourself. Ask them what the real situation is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just making sure that you're paying, you know, legitimately, not by gift cards or wire transfers or any of those other fishy situations. So we just wanted to let you know that the state is aware that there's a lot of these things going on. I haven't heard anything specifically in Dodge County, but that doesn't mean that it isn't happening.
Right. It's got to be tough because these scams
scams seem to be near constant now, and that requires a person to constantly have their guard up, and that's got to be a challenge for some folks.
I think it's challenging, you know, for anybody. If it's email or, you know, if you get these bizarre text messages, I think it was like a year ago or something, when those toll texting, those toll texts came out that your toll was overdue. And I mean, I kind of had to stop and think a little bit because my father-in-law borrowed our iPass. And so I thought maybe, you know, there was something overdue on that. But, you know, I think you just need to take a breather, you know, reflect, follow up, you know, don't just feel like you have to be impulsive.
I got a text just last week saying that my Kohl's credit card was overdue, and I've never had a Kohl's credit card in my life. So, yes.
Yeah, that one, that's easy. But there are times if you know you are a little bit behind on your utility bill and you get a text saying from a scammer,
right,
who may or may not know that you really are behind, that could be very scary.
And I think that's where you just have to be proactive with the utility company directly. You know, acknowledge the overdue with whatever ABC utility company. Set up a payment plan. You know, see if you're eligible for, you know, any... I used to be on it where they like average your bill and then that's like your payment every month. I forget what that term is called. Mm. But anyways, you know, just talking with the utility company to figure out a plan that works best for you and that works best for the utility company. This is really isn't the time of year, but once fall comes, you know, making sure that you're being proactive to see if there's any public benefits that can help offset those costs.
Very good. We should probably talk about changes happening in Social Security that people need to be aware of.
Yeah. Yes. So the state supplement changed recently or is going to be changing this or just changed as of May 1st. So the federal supplemental Social Security payment changed at the beginning of this year to $994. So that was an increase that we had for the first time in a while. And then for the first time in since 1994, our state supplement changed. So if you receive federal benefits for supplemental benefits, so there's multiple types of Social Security benefits. One of them is supplemental insurance. That is if you have a disability, but you have a low income. And if you receive even $1 of federal supplemental insurance benefits, you receive a state insurance supplemental benefit. That benefit was only $83.78 for since 1994. It hadn't changed. It just went up to $92.16, which doesn't seem like much, and it really isn't much. So, but the reason this is a big deal is, for one, it's an increase in money for people, but this also affects how their food share benefits are now going to be figured, their Medicaid benefits are going to be figured, because this little increase is going to affect all these other things, how people's rent is calculated for people who have rent that is based on their income. So this has a trickle effect down the line for everything else. So if you're one of those people who had this change, you're going to want to let your landlord know. You're going to want to let the Capital Consortium know because of these effects with everyone else.
So it's just otherwise known as SSI. I appreciate you saying the full term.
Yes.
But I think a lot of people are just more used to seeing the SSI. So and not all states have a state benefit that complements the federal, right?
Right, right. Not all states have it. Many states do. But here in Wisconsin, we're one of the states that do have this state SSI benefit.
All right. Anything else people ought to know?
Yes, there's been some changes with Social Security, just in general, that have had some effects with how Social Security has been processing things. So they are now doing things at more of a national level. So when you would turn things into Social Security before, most things are being processed at your local Social Security office. So here in Wisconsin, we have multiple Social Security offices. If you live in the Beaver Dam area, you're dealing with the Fond du Lac office. If you live in Oconomowoc, you're dealing with the Waukesha office, just as examples. So if you turn in your documents, those offices were processing your paperwork. Now Social Security, because of the lack of staff at some offices, they are dealing with things at a national level now. So your paperwork could be handled in Minnesota, for example, or in Illinois. They could be passing off your paperwork to different offices. So things could be taken care of in a more timely process, which is good news. But on the same sense, we can't help as quickly as we used to be able to do things. We used to have an way to escalate our process when we were working with people individually. And we can't do that the way we used to be able to do that. We used to be able to reach out to our direct office. So if we were working with someone who lived in Beaver Dam and things weren't working as timely, we could reach out to that Fond du Lac office and help move things along quicker. Now, if someone's working with someone from Illinois office, they don't know what a benefit specialist is. We don't have that kind of connection as we used to have. So that kind of hinders things for us helping fast track things along. So that's been kind of a challenge for us. They are piloting appointment calendars in Nevada and Tennessee. That could end up being helping here in Wisconsin down the line. We don't know. So that's more info to come down the line.
So there was a few months ago that I mentioned on air that Social Security was doing these national appointment calendars, and now they've stepped back a little bit and paused that. Okay. I think they put the cart before the horse in this situation again, and so they didn't know how smoothly I think those national calendar appointments were going to be, what problems that they were going to see, and so they paused all that completely, and they're doing this pilot program, so it's not really affecting Wisconsin at this point.
Okay, well, so at least everything is the same as it was for now?
Status quo for now, so your appointments are going to be at your local level for now, so they're not going to happen. They're going to continue being at the same pace we're at now. So when you call to get an appointment at Social Security, you're not going to get an appointment as quickly. They still are encouraging you to do things online, which I'll segue quickly just for a moment to say it's really important to try to create an online
Social Security account.
Thank you. So when you go on SSA.gov, you have two options to create an account. You can either do IDme.gov or login.gov. These are the two ways you can create an account. We are noticing that some people have an easier chance of doing it on IDme. That's the way we've been told by Social Security that people are having an easier chance because you can actually connect to somebody via video and talk to a live person. Although one day I did that and it took us 3 hours to connect with a person because it kept rebooting. And instead of it originally it told us it would take 40 minutes, but the clock kept rechanging back. It would say 13 minutes and then it would say 18 minutes and it just kept changing.
Oh, yeah.
Once we got a person online, it only took us a couple of minutes. But it's really important to create an online account for not only anything you need to do online for doing your retirement benefits, doing your Medicare, for originally signing up for Medicare, not your other Medicare things, signing up for disability benefits, checking to see how much your benefits are going to be, checking to see that Social Security has the correct record of how much you are collecting each year, for how much you're actually making each year. It goes back to when you originally started working. I can look back and see when I was 14 years old, I made $472 that year. So it keeps records from all the way back from when you first started working. So these are important things for you to know. I've even told my children that they should have online accounts. They're adults now. But when you come to us to apply for disability, to apply for retirement, to apply for Medicare, one of the first things we're going to ask you is if you have a Social Security account. And if you don't have one, we're going to encourage you to create an account before you come to us. We will help you create an account if you absolutely cannot, but it is very time-consuming for us to do in the office, and we really encourage you to do it on your own beforehand. You may have trouble creating an account. We have noticed that sometimes your phone number does not work when they're trying to create an account. You'll get so far as you're doing it, and it'll say your phone number doesn't register. We've noticed that if people have family plans with their phone number, that the phone number is registered under grandpa's name for the entire family. So Social Security recognizes that phone number for grandpa's name, not for your name.
Okay. We do have to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Naperville is a full-service local law firm. QBS's attorneys and skilled support staff are ready to serve all your legal needs with a personal touch. QBS handles personal injury claims, disability, litigation cases, business matters, corporate and business issues, criminal traffic and drunk driving cases, real estate transactions, probate, estate planning, and more. Call QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville or visit them online at qbslaw.com.
Spring is here and it's time to clean out your closets and cupboards. As you donate gently used items, you're helping neighbors right here in Dodge County through St. Vincent de Paul. And if you or someone you know needs a helping hand, the Dodge County Food Pantry is here for you. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to noon, and now with additional hours on Wednesdays from 1 to 4 p.m. To reserve a food box, please call 920-885-3392.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Don't let pain or injury keep you from doing your thing this spring. Whether it's getting back out on the field, working in the yard, hitting the golf course, or chasing your grandchildren. No matter what ails you, shoulders, back, hip, knee, hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, Watertown Regional Medical Center has the comprehensive orthopedic care to help you move the way you want, pain-free. Get back to the season you love with expert orthopedic care at Watertown Regional Medical Center. That's why they're here. Visit watertownregional.com/ortho today.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
I did buy a bag of Reese's peanut butter eggs yesterday. Ate them all on the way home. I drive.
No, you
didn't. It was
didn't.
A small bag back
you
home.
You ate all of them?
Yeah, and I had to hide the evidence. The bag went right into the garbage can when I got home, hiding my problem from the family. Please don't tell my wife. I don't want to have an intervention again.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
9 minutes in front of 11 o'clock on WBEV. Now back to Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Jeff, and welcome back to Community Comment. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the line with Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County.
Okay, I have a question. So I have an elderly parent who does not have an email, does not have a cell phone, and is not able to log in if that person did have an email set up, because you talked about creating an online account. So how would that work for that person?
That person would end up having to call Social Security to do an appointment with them for whatever their needs would end up being. Whatever the process is that they need to do, whether it's applying for retirement or needing a document or something like that, they would have to request that information from Social Security, and it will end up taking longer. So that is the option. Otherwise, helping them create an email, or you can use a landline when doing an online account as well.
Okay. So if I, being the financial power of attorney, would have my own email and try and create an account for that person, do I have to set up a whole separate email in order to do that?
Yes, because you don't want your email tied to their account, because that's going to cause problems for you when you try to create your own account for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was thinking, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then just something that I ran into recently, that Social Security typically does not recognize power of attorney for financial documents. Just a heads up, you might need to sign on as the person's authorized representative with Social Security for them to acknowledge that you're helping someone else.
Okay, so, and I do that through Social Security then?
Yep, or there's, I mean, you can't do it verbally through Social Security, but there's a form that you're going to have to fill out, 1696 right. or something. I would just Google Social Security Authorized Representative, but once that's on okay. file, then they can recognize you more as that person that you're assisting for.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That answers my question.
Good.
All right, thank you very much, caller. I imagine this is something you deal with a lot, where mom or dad just is not hooked up to mm-hmm. the internet. I imagine this is where adult children really become the people who become the most helpful.
It's very common, and even especially in our area, we have a lot of people who don't have internet, or if they have spotty internet, we have a lot of people who have flip phones or... Mm-hmm. Just don't feel comfortable with it. A lot of people don't have emails. It's really unfortunate that so many of our government programs have pushed to be online, and unfortunately, our country isn't ready for that. It's just...
As the sole option.
Right. Our aging population is just not equipped for it.
I think that people can still do it. I guess I'm going to call it old school, but I think people just have to realize that there is going to be, you know, more of a time issue involved.
Fair enough. Say there are a lot of things happening at the ADRC we should talk about.
Yeah, just
go.
Real fast. We have our monthly Medicare classes. Our next one is this week Thursday at 9 o'clock. And then in June, it's Wednesday the 24th at 9 o'clock. The rest of the dates are on our website, or feel free to call our office.
And that's good if you're 65 or about to turn 65 and you have questions.
Or are getting Medicare early due to disability. You know, if you're eligible for Medicare due to age or the disability, and you just aren't quite sure how to navigate that system, that's a great class to start.
All right, very good.
Our Dodge County Nutrition Program has a grand reopening. So in Mayville, it used to be at the Mayville Senior Center. And starting the first Monday of the month, we have now moved to the Tag Center. So if you haven't tried out our nutrition program in Mayville, I highly encourage you to give our office a call. They serve lunch every day from 11:30 to 12 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, and suggested contribution for people 60 and over is $5 per meal. And we just ask people to call and sign up for a meal the day before so we can get that information to the caterers.
Outstanding.
Let's see here. May 21st from 10 to noon, there is a baseball memory cafe at the Watertown Senior Center. And it just says here to call for more information, 920-675-4035.
Now I got to stop you. What's a baseball memory cafe?
I have no idea. I don't know if they're talking about, you know, just the...
Baseball themed, maybe?
Yeah. You know, the fanatics of baseball, you know, how the Brewers are doing. I guess just the theme of the conversation is baseball.
Okay.
And then I have a few here for our caregiver group with Candace. They're in May, they're having a gathering at the Horicon Wildlife Center, May 28th at 11 a.m. to 1. Contact Candace by calling 920-386-3259. Bring your walking shoes and walk as far as you are able and comfortable. And stay for a light luncheon afterwards and share time with other caregivers.
She said yesterday there's only two people signed up, so she's really hoping more people can jump on.
Okay. Oh, definitely sign up for that. That'll be a great time. In June, the caregiving event is at Cowlick's. June 25th from 1:30 to 3. Join there for a cool treat and conversation. This is for the caregivers, again with Candace. Outside, so dress for the weather. Again, contact Candace by 920-386-3259. You have to register by June 24th. This one is Navigating Alzheimer's Biomarker Testing and Results on Friday, June 12th, 9:30 to 11:30. This session will explore Alzheimer's biomarking testing, including its benefits and risks. Guest presenter Annalise Raman Filpiak.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. Contact the ADRC at 920-386-3580. And then just two more here, Strong Bodies class. There's going to be two sessions. One is June 8th to July 29th, and the other is June 1st to August 5th. Both are Mondays and Wednesdays. One will be at the Mayville Senior Center, and the other will be at the Mayville TAG Center. Both are free, but with a $10 suggested contribution. Contact how to sign up. So for the one in Mayville, you contact the ADRC, 920-386-3580. And the one at the TAG Center, you contact the TAG Center to sign up, 920-387-7988.
All right. It's a lot of great things coming up. And, of course, if people want to get in touch with you once again at any point about anything, what's a good number to call?
Feel free to email our office, adrc@co.dodge.wi.us. Otherwise, call our main office, 920-386-3580. And we'll be back next month, the third Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Jenny Farmer and Amanda Higgins, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. You.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.